I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Could the outcome of these gerrymandering battles within states and between states reshape the political landscape of the United States? Has President Donald Trump taken his claims of election fraud and stolen elections to a new level? Well, let's go through it. The Oxford Dictionary defines gerrymandering as manipulating the boundaries of an electoral constituency so as to favor one party or class, as in total freedom to gerrymander the results they want. Attempts to do this have occurred over and over again in the United States, sometimes successful. Other times, courts have stepped in to stop an overt action deemed unfair. Democrats in New York in 2022, for example, redrew maps that were later ruled unconstitutional. So this current episode is so politically loaded, as President Trump stepped in urging Texas to redraw its map. The Texas Senate has already passed a plan that would give Republicans 5 pickup opportunities. Enough House Democrats have left the state in protest, saying the new maps would basically deny people of color any voice in Texas government, that a vote could not be taken there. Suits have been filed to get them back, and there are reports that they are in the process of forming plans for going back as well. So with that as the backdrop, this process started with Trump concerned about losing control of the U.S. House of Representatives as more and more red districts nationwide turn from red to purple and conceivably blue. So he wants not only not to lose House control, but to extend it. California has jumped in now saying, if you are diving that deep, so will we. Governor Gavin Newsom has been saying since this all began that California needed to redraw maps. Now more and more Democrats in the state are seeming to fall in line, saying they must fight fire with fire. There are now 9 seats in Republican hands in the state. They will all be targets. Now, California has operated with what is called the state's Independent Redistricting Commission. It is set up to be impartial with members of both parties. That would go by the wayside, and even at least one member of that commission now says, although the system is by far the least partial, in light of what Texas is doing, maybe California needs to move this way as well. Interesting tidbit. In Texas, for several years, there's been talk about splitting the state, possibly into 5 pieces. That would give it 8 more Senate seats. That would not only increase its clout 4 times, but also would affect the Electoral College in every presidential election. Would California do the same? How far can this go? Now, the U.S. Constitution does leave the election process in state hands. That's why we have so many different primary systems, and why this can go on. So let's get back to the questions. Can the political landscape of the U.S. be changed here? Has this brought charges of election fraud to a new level? Does there need to be a change in the system nationwide of how districts are drawn? What makes sense?